Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Mem Dalet, 44 in Maseches Erevin. We will start with Nehemiah, about 7 or 8 lines from the bottom, on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Yesterday we had a little of everything. We had when Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, and some Halacha as well, and Tchumin Lamala Me'asara, the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, about Eliyahu HaNavi, the Guf, the Neshama, all different important issues that come up in an unusual topic. But today, now, we'll start with Nehemiah. Back to Inyanim of Erevin. Nehemiah Berei Derav Chaniloi. Mashach Deshmaitza. Nehemiah, the son of Rabbi Chaniloi. Second time we have this in this Pesachta, he got lost in his learning. Mashach Deshmaitza, his topic pulled him, and all of a sudden he realized, V'nafachus L'tchum. He was daydreaming, and he was learning, not daydreaming, but he was learning, and then all of a sudden he realized he's standing outside his tchum, so he's stuck. What's he going to do now? We mentioned this is called an ones. Or we mentioned even if you're put out of your tchum ba ones by nachar meruach ra, you're stuck. You have dalet amos. Learning is not going to be better than that. So is there any way to help this Nehemiah? So amale Rav Chizda Rav Nachman Nehemiah tamid chashari betzar. So Rav Chizda says Rav Nachman, your student Nehemiah is sitting and he can't move. He's shari betzar. He can't go out of his tchum. Is there anything that you could do for him? You know, he's stuck out there. Amar lo, so Rav Nachman says, oh, I have an idea. Asay lo mechitza shel bnei adam v'yikanes. Get a group of people, make a mechitza with people from where he is. Make 2 lines like the shura, lahavdil by avelim. Make 2 lines on opposite sides of him from where he's up to, and then he'll be able to walk through those people, because that'll be a mechitza, and memela, he'll be able to get back into his tchum. That's what he says to do. Make a mechitza of bnei adam, and then go out. How could other people get there if he can't get there? So it must be a case, Rashi explains, where they made an Erev Tchum in that direction. Right? They have a way to get there, but each one of them made an Erev Tchum, because each one of them cannot go out of their Tchum to help this guy. So it must be that they all made a Erev Tchum in that direction. That's the only way that they can get there. Rabbeinu Yehona's son here says, maybe you're using non-Jews. Non-Jews, maybe, or he says avadim ushvachos, maybe somebody who's not mitzuve in this, something related to a way to get them able to stand there. The Mishnah Brura, or the Shulchan Aruch, actually discusses in Shin Samach Beis how they have to stand. We'll get to in a minute. We'll get to if there's going to be any space allowed in between. But the Shulchan Aruch here says afilu balei chayim uvilvad sheyu kfusim. Animals can be used as long as they're tied down, kfusim, as long as you tie them down from Friday. V'yafilu ba'anashim she'omdim ze eitzel ze bepachad mishlosha va'afilu kishahem mahalchim. Even if they're moving. Chashuvim mechitza u'beneim rishus ha'yachid. And then we'll get to the other conditions that the Shulchan Aruch mentions, but they have to be standing next to each other and not having allowing any large area in between so that this could function as a mechitza for this poor Nehemiah. So let's continue. Yosef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Achori de Rava. Rav Nachman Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. V'yosef Rava Kamei de Rav Nachman. Rava was sitting in front and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was sitting in the back. Good. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak bar Yitzchak L'Rava. Maikamei Boi L'Rav Rav Chizda. Why did Rav Chizda ask Rav Nachman this question? He obviously didn't think it was so obvious to create this mechitza of people, to make these 2 rows. After he wouldn't have said, what should we do? We have to save your Talmud. Right? Well, he asked the question, so it must be he was bothered. He wasn't sure about something relating to this mechitza of people. So the Gemara asks, Ilema, what was the case? How many people did you have? Ilema bidemalu gavri askinan. Is it a case where you had enough people to enclose the entire area from where he was, where he was stuck, all the way back to his tchum? If you had enough people to do that, v'kami baile. And the question that he asked was, Hilchasak Rabbi Gamliel o ein halacha Rabbi Gamliel? Do we hold like Rabbi Gamliel or not? Which Rabbi Gamliel? This is our Rabbi Gamliel that talks about if somebody goes outside the tchum and then he's planted in a new tchum with borders, with walls, then it's okay. He can walk wherever he wants. Remember, we had the case about the boat. We had the case about the deer in the Sahar. Was that his question? So now this is a new mechitza made now. So maybe that's the issue. This would only be good according to Rabbi Gamliel. Is that what Rav Chizda was bothered by? O Dilma, or do we say no? Bidaloma alu gavri askinan. We're talking about a case where you didn't have enough people to fit all the way back going to his tchum. Right? You didn't have enough. You could fit all the way back up until two amos away from his tchum, where he started. So you almost, you couldn't find another two people. Couldn't find, nobody left. Becoming bought, meaning, what do you mean? There's always plenty of people. So, as we said before, maybe you couldn't find another two people who made an ear of tchum in this direction. Right, something like that, or you couldn't find another Ever or Shivcha, like Rabbeinu Yohanan says. So maybe you couldn't find enough, except you had you could get it all the way till you could get within two amos of the tchum. V'kami boile halacha k'rabbi Eliezer, oh ain halacha k'rabbi Eliezer, and his uncertainty was, do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer or not? We're going to get to that. Rabbi Eliezer on Daf Nun Beis is going to tell us that wherever you are, you have two amos in all the directions. You could even go, right? There's Nun Beis and Mabeis all the way at the end of our parak. But Mishnah says, Mishiyatza chus l'tchum, afilu ama achas lo yikanis. Tanakama says, you go outside of your tchum, you're stuck. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, shtayim yikanis shalosh lo yikanis. So if you're two amos outside your tchum, you're still okay. So maybe that's the question. You can make it till two amos outside your tchum, and Rav Chisda wasn't sure whether we paskin like that Rebbe Eliezer or not. Tosfos is Meir on the bottom. What if you're two amos short? So why don't, after you make the tchum and he walks through, why don't you get the first people and bring them back around and just use them again, right? Then you could continue your wall. So Tosfos alludes to what we're going to say in the Maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara says La Maskana that you're not allowed to use people who know what they're being used for. If they know that they're being used to save this guy to bring him back into his heir, then it's no good. They have to be like, oh, can you please, we're playing a game. Can you please like set up? We need just two lines here and they're going to walk through and then we're going to all yell hooray. Right? It's got to be something that they don't know. So the second that they're used, they say, oh, can you please go there? They're like, oh, this guy, it's the getting lost in one's learning trick and getting outside the tchum. Then they're going to know. That's what Tosfos says on the bottom. B'yei Shlomar, kiva shekvar asu pamachas yadu shaladas kein asu v'yasu mikan ve'eloch. As we're going to have the maskana in the Gemara, that is not allowed once they know. So that's why you can't reuse them. You can just set them up once and in that way. So this was the question that the Gemara asked. Why was Rav Chisda unsure? Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman gave this simple answer. Use people as mechitza walls. Rav Chisda wasn't sure. What was he unsure about? So the Gemara says in the third line, Pshita b'delo malu gavri askina. It must be that the issue was the suffix about Rabbi Eliezer. Do we pass it like that daya, that as long as you're two amos out, that is okay.
Doesn't everybody say that you have four amos?
So you have four amos if you don't have a tchum. You have four amos in the middle of nowhere. But if you have a tchum and then you go outside your tchum, that's what this question is.
You don't even have four amos.
Right. You don't have anything. The Tanakhama says you have zero, and Rebbe Elazar says that you have two amos. So pshita dibidlo malu gavri askinan. And that's going to relate to it, and we'll talk about it. Do you have two amos? It relates to dinim d'oraisa and dinim d'rabanan. Let's say the Gemara talks about it about Metziah. Or in Maseches Gittin, does everybody have dalad rishios around them that is always considered their area? For Hilchas Gittin, if a man throws his wife a get, it's within dalad amos of where they are. Or for Hilchas Metziah, I see something on the floor, and I have in mind to be koneh, it is already mine. There's a concept on a d'rabanan level, kinyan dalad amos, if it's within my dalad amos. So how do you relate that to this issue of tchumen, which is d'rabanan also, so we'll have to talk about that. But it could be different once you went outside your tchum, so then it will be limited. So the Gemara says, it must be that our suffix is about Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because if we filled the area and we could get all the way back, so mighty boile. So what's the whole question? Ha'amar, we already had earlier. Halacha k'rabbi Gamliel, bedir v'sahar v'svina. We already know the halacha is like him in the cases where you were in a boat and the boat went to it, ended up in a different area, or you were deposited in a fenced off area somewhere else. We already know. So elavadai bidaloma lugavri askinan. So the case under question was that they didn't have enough people to fill the whole way. They could only get until two amos back. Vid Rabbi Eliezer kami boilei, and Rabbi Eliezer was the safek. And dekanami, and the language of the Bryce, the Mishnah also seems this way. Or the language of the statement of Rav Nachman sounds this way. Because what did he say? He said, "Aselam mechitzah b'nei adam v'yikanes," and then he shall go in. What is that added word yikanes? Mayikanis, lav below machitza. It must be that if you do this, then he'll be able to continue and go in those two amos. That's the added word of yikanis. It is a little unusual that the Gemara usually doesn't say dekanami about a statement of an amora. Dekanami is usually, oh, it's meduyik in a Mishnah. It's meduyik in a Braisa. And I was saying dekanami from the language of an amora in a story. So it's just a ha'ara. It's unusual that that is used to explain Rav Nachman. Right, unless he's quoting an earlier brisa about a similar case. But if you say it's just his lashon, then it's just not a problem, but it's just unusual that the Gemara says that. The Rishonim here as well, the Gemara talks about it here, but they're relating it to Rabbi Gamliel, but the Rishonim, the Ritva here, discusses how do we relate this to all the Gemaras earlier in terms of Rabbi Gamliel. Let me just read you the Lashon. Rabbi Gamliel, the Ritva says, commenting on the line of Asei Mechitza Shel B'nei Adam Yikanes, Pirish, to call Sheyatza Chutz L'Tchum, Vehu B'makam Amukaf Mechitzos, Hare Kol HaEchev Chashev Dal Ramos. As the Gemara relates it to Rabbi Gamliel, whenever you went outside your Tchum and you end up in an area that is enclosed, don't worry about it. It's all Dal Ramos. HaEchev Chashev Dal Ramos. V'yachol LaHalech B'chol HaHekev, I'll leave it to Rabbi Gamliel, and you could go in the entire Hekif, Hosiu Ha'ir, Malachas Kula, Ve'ein Chilik Bazeh, Bein Shehechni Suhu L'makom Amukav Mechitzos Mikodem Lachain, O Shekifua Mechitzos Achar Sheyatza, Kivan Shekvar Hoya Chus L'tchum, Kamo, like the Gemara we had earlier, where he's in the middle of nowhere, and then non-Jews come and build a wall around him. There is no difference, according to Rabbi Gamliel, as the Gemara relates here. So you have the Gemara about the Goyim before, and you have the Gemara about the people before. Both those are examples that are more expanded than what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah had cases of where it existed beforehand, and now he's in it. And these two cases are examples where it was built later on. So says the that is just the Ritva Sa'ara relating to the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Eistei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava. Says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to Rava, Nafal Dofna. Now we're relating to the issue of building walls with people. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit. Nafal Dofna, if the wall falls down, the wall of what? Rashi, Shel Sukkah. First skinny line. According to Rashi, according to the Ritva, according to Rov Rishonim, we're talking about a sukkah. So nafal dofna, if your wall falls down, lo ya'amid ba adam behem of a kalim. Person is not allowed to put a person, an animal, or a kli there to fix his wall. Velo yizkov es hamita, and I'm not allowed to stand up a bed, lifros ala hasadin, to spread, then the bed had major holes in it, so the bed was just going to hold up the sheet. So I'm not allowed to stand up the bed, lift for Salasadin to put up the sheet in order to make another wall. Lefi she'ein osin ol arai b'tchila b'yantif ve'ein sarach lamar b'shabbos ? Because you're not allowed to make an ohel arai, as we discussed yesterday, actually on Shabbos, right? Can't make an ohel arai, and here you have walls. You're putting up another sukkah wall. You're not allowed to make a wall. So included in that is with people. So how could Rav Nachman say in our story that you could create walls, you could create it, which is a yachid, so Nechemyah could get back in to his tchum? This brisa says that you're not allowed to do that. So Amar Lei, so Rav says, 1 minute. At Amit Limeha, you have a problem from that brisa? V'yama Amina Lechameha. I have a problem from the following brisa, meaning I'm relying on the following brisa, and that's a big contradiction, but don't ask me from one brisa. We have another brisa that says the opposite. What brisa? Osa adam es chaveiro dofen. A person can make his friend a wall. Kadesha yochal v'yishte v'yashen. So he could eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah. He could use his friend as a wall. V'yiskov es amita v'yifros al asadin. And you could stand up a bed and put a sheet on there. Kadesh lo tipo chama al hameis v'al ochlin, so that the sun does not go onto the mace, onto the food. It doesn't get hot or melt. So you see from there, I'm relying on this brisa. You're telling me there's a problem with people. This brisa says the people are mutter. So therefore, however you answer the stira, which we are going to talk about in a few minutes, but I'm relying on the brisa that says mutter. Ha'ara, before we continue. So what's the language of this brisa? A person can make his friend a dofen. Kidei sheyochal v'yishte v'yashen. Eating, drinking, and sleeping. Rashi, yochal yishte v'yashen. Right? You could go through all Maseches Sukkah. We got to learn this Rashi in Erevin. Iker mitzvasa shel Sukkah begimel dvarim halalu. The Iker mitzvah of Sukkah are these three actions. I mean, you could look, get that from Maseches Sukkah too, but this Rashi says it as well. Right? The Iker of Sukkah is eating, drinking, and sleeping. Meaning, there are issues of eating and drinking and sleeping outside the Sukkah. There's no issue of learning outside the Sukkah. We're supposed to learn in the Sukkah. We're supposed to do everything. We're supposed to schmooze in the Sukkah. We're supposed to make the Sukkah our area on Sukkis, Teshu Kein Tadiru, but the Iker are eating, drinking, and sleeping. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in two places, in Simin Taf, Reish, Lamid, Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, Keitzan Mitzvah Yeshiva Basukka, Shehe Ochel Vishose, the Ramah adds in, V'yashen U'mitayel, V'dar Basukka, Kol Shevas HaYamim, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, Kederach Shu Darba Beisu B'shayim Osa Shana. However, you are in your house the rest of the year. That's how you're supposed to be in your sukkah for these 7 days. V'kol shiva yamim osa adam es beso arai v'sukaso keva. You have to make your house arai and your sukkah keva. That's added. The first line of the Shulchan Aruch already said you have to eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah and live in your sukkah like you live in your house. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, it's based on the Mishnah in sukkah. And also v'sukaso yamim, you have to make your bayis arai and sukkaso keva. Ketzad, what does that mean? How do you do that? He already said eating, drinking, sleeping. And then it says, Arai and Keva. How do you do that? Kelim hanoim umatsaos hanoos basukah. All of your beautiful utensils, v'kleishasiya, kagon, ashishos v'kosos basukah. And all your items. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once said, what is this adding? It's not that you're just supposed to do things in the sukkah, but your headquarters, Ba'oso Lashon, has to be the sukkah. Your center of living. Don't just do things in the sukkah, but my mindset, my mentality has to be, my headquarters has been switched. And that's the Gemara, the Mishnah and sukkah you're talking about, putting the kalim in, taking the kalim out. Oh, the sukkah is over, bring the kalim out. What's the difference of the kalim? Just do, eat or drink, and the actions. The Mishnah describe not only actions, but where your stuff is, where your items are. That's a deeper idea. It's not just actions and maisa mitzvos in the sukkah, but it's the added line of kol shevas hayamim osa adam es beso arai v'sukaso keva. Right? It's got to be more than just doing that. And that's Teshu Kein Tadiru. They're going to do, this is my headquarters. This is my area that's considered the center of my life for Sukkos. One ha'ara. If you continue the Shulchan Aruch continues eating and drinking and sleeping. But as we know, what do we paskin? We paskin, if you go to Sifches, a couple of Sifim later, Nagu Shema Varchin ala Sukkah ela B'shas Achila V'hachi Nahug. Even though eating and drinking and sleeping are all done in the sukkah, the minhag of olam is to only make the bracha on eating in the sukkah. And Mr. Brewer adds on, Mikalaka mina kolach ha'olam kadasa poskim, shema barachem ela b'shas achila. Vafilom yoshim b'sukkah, kodam achila sha'a. Even you're going to sit in the sukkah for an hour, the minhag olam is not to make a bracha. Einam avarachem. That is what we ought to be yotzei. Most of you, they suffik, you know, just eat something so you can make a bracha. But going backwards in time, this is really a machlokas rishonim. Whether, when is one supposed to make a bracha regarding the mitzvah of sukkah? The tour quotes the machlokas. The tour right here in Taf Reish Lamed Tes. The tour first quotes the daya of the gaonim. Mivarchen ala sukkah b'chol pam u'pam shenichnas ba. Every time you go into the sukkah, you make a bracha. Afilu hanichnas besukas chaveiro lovakro. Even if you go into your friend's sukkah to visit, tzarech lavarach b'chol pam v'pam. Make a bracha every time. I am in my sukkah. I'm in your sukkah. Sha'avu v'shabircha levi yom rishon chozrenu v'varchan aleha ka kasu gaonim shetzarech lavarach b'chol pam v'pam. And by the way, that's the shita the Beis Yosef says. That's the shita of Stam Bali Tosfos. That's the shita of the Rif and the Rush and the Rambam. Right, that is not really the Rush. The Rush quotes other opinions, but that is the many Rishonim. Every time you go into the sukkah. Interestingly, we'll get back to this Spencer in a minute. The Beis Yosef puts together the Rambam and Tosfos. Just keep that in mind. But then the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, Kivan She'ikr Kfias She'adam Oseh Betoch HaSukkah Hi HaAchila Mevarech Al HaAchila Upoter Kol HaDvarim Afilu HaShena. Because eating is the Ikr Kfias HaAdam. So that is why You make a bracha on achila and pater all the rest. The tour adds, even though, ironically, sleeping is more chomer than achila. How do you know that? I'm allowed to snack outside the sukkah. I'm not allowed to even have shenas arai outside the sukkah. Sleeping has to be in the sukkah. It's even more important of sleeping in the sukkah than eating. You can snack outside the sukkah. Shlomo Zalman once told somebody who had to go to work on the one day of Chol HaMoed, and he works in Tel Aviv, and was taking a bus from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, he said they always fall asleep on the bus. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you're not allowed to sit down, you have to stand. Rav said, no, lad, you're not allowed to sleep. You're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah. Right, the mystery of why people don't sleep in the sukkah, in Chutz La'aretz, but Teshu Ketaturu, it's cold, v'chulu, but that's not for now. But either way, that's what we bask him. You make a bracha, gafilu achi, kibach achila ikar, poteres hashar. So it's really a machlokas we've shown him when one is supposed to make a bracha regarding inyanim of sukkah. Like Rashi says in our Gemara, ikar mitzvah is gimel dvaram halalu. But the Minhag Olam is like Rabbeinu Tam, that you only make a bracha when you eat in the sukkah. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, though, that there is a slight difference. The Beis Yosef put together Tosfos and the Rambam, everybody's the same. Either every time you go in, or only when you eat. Look at the language of Tosfos. Tosfos is in Sukkah, Daf Mem Heyam Abeis. Tosfos says, Avol Sukkah kol ematz dinichnas ba kidei sheyochal v'yishte v'yashen afilu aser pamim bayom avarechal kol achas v'achas. Every time you go into the Sukkah, in order to eat and drink and sleep, then you make the bracha. If you look in the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam just says, you go in the sukkah, you make a bracha. Doesn't say, kidei, sheyochal, v'yishta, v'yikanis. Kol zman sheyikanis leshev basukkah, kol shiva, mivarech. Right, you make the bracha, says the Rambam. So it's really three opinions Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. The Rabbeinu Tam, who says the least brachas, you only make a bracha before, when you're going to eat in the sukkah. And the Baalei Tosfos, who are less limited, whenever you go in order to eat and drink and sleep. So he includes sleeping. And the Rambam, what if I'm just going in there to schmooze? I'm not going in there to eat or drink or sleep. According to the Rambam, you still make a bracha. Right, so it's really three different opinions. According to other Rishonim, according to a bit of Tom, maybe even according to Tosfos, there is a Maisa Mitzvah involved. The Birchas Mitzvah is related to a Maisa Mitzvah of Achila, of Shena, Vechulu. But according to the Rambam, no, the focus is on the Chefsa Shel Sukkah. The Mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah in the Chefsa Shel Sukkah, even if I'm not doing anything. And the Rambam even adds, again, a famous Rambam, or we're going to make it famous right now, the Rambam's Lashon is, Mivarech Kodam Sheyeshev. And you make a bracha before you sit down. That's the Rambam's lashon. It's that you have to make the literally leishi basukah the mitzvah so over lasiyasan. At the end of that halacha, again, this is nowhere in Hilchah Shabbos. You can look all throughout Hilchah Shabbos and not know how the Rambam made kiddush. It's amazing. You look throughout Shas. Do you make kiddush sitting or standing? Not clear throughout Shas. So some Rishonim discuss it. But this Rambam in Hilchah Sukkah, it's tucked away in Hilchah Sukkah, it's nowhere in Hilchah Shabbos. The Rambam says, because I hold this, Nimsa Mikadesh Me'umad U'mevarech Leishev Basukkah V'yoshev V'yachrach Mevarech Alazman. And then he adds, V'kazeh Hayaminag Rabosai V'rabanei Svarad L'kadesh Me'umad B'leil Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkis K'moshe Bi'arnu. And this is what the Minhag HaMai Rabbeim were, to make Kiddush standing up on Sukkos. Why? Because you have to make the bracha of Leishev before you sit down. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Mashma, that according to the Rambam, all the rest of the year, the Kiddushes are done sitting down. That is the Mashmaus of the Rambam. What about the first half of Kiddush? He's talking about Kiddush. Kiddush on Friday night is the second half of Kiddush. Yom HaShishi Vayechulu, that's Eidus. So what did he do for that? That is not clear. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, all 3 days are quoted, all three minhagim. Sitting for everything, standing for everything, or sitting and standing in the middle, all of them are mentioned. Whatever one does, there is halachic basis. But either way, that is an important discussion relating to the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. Our Gemara just mentioned, and Rashi, that these are the three ikar elements in the Sukkah, eating, drinking, and sleeping. Okay. Back to our Gemara. So our Gemara mentioned, ended up with a stira. Whether you're allowed to use people for a mechitza. We have two brises. We have the story where it was allowed. Rav Nachman allowed it, but then we have these two brises. Brisa number one said that if your sukkah wall falls down, you're not allowed to use behema and kalim, or put up a bed. And the second brisa says you can. So what's the answer? So the Gemara is going to try three answers. Three answers. The third one will be the one that's accepted. So answer number one. Here we go. Lo kasha na adadi. We have a stira. Answer number one, lo kasha. HaRabbi Eliezer HaRabbanon. Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas, we have this machlokas back in Maseches Shabbos. Ditznan. Pekaka Chalon. The Pekaka V'Chalon. What does that mean? You have a type of shutter. You have a old-fashioned window, and the way that you close it up is you basically put a piece of plywood in the window. So, are you allowed to put that piece of plywood in the window to close up the window on Shabbos? So, it depends. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bizman Shekashur Vitalui. When it is tied on, it's connected to the window, and it is hanging, it's not dragging on the floor, then it is obviously a connected piece. It's meant to be, it's like a cover, it's meant to be open and closed, and they have a poking bow, then you could use it. Then you're not doing anything. It's clearly already earmarked before Shabbos. It's not dragging on the floor, it's attached to the window, so you could use it. The imlavi poking bow. But if not, either or, it's a problem. If it's not attached, meaning it's just dragging on the floor, even if it is attached, but it's on the floor, or if it's not talui. So either way is a problem. But chachamim omrim, no. Benkach uvenkach poking in bow. Chacham say you could use it. So maybe that's the issue, right? It's an arai type of ohel, and there's a machlokas whether you're allowed to use it or not. So the same machlokas we think at this stage for people. Same machlokas would apply. There is a machlokas we show in him. Tosfos here quotes it. Ohel, again, we mentioned this in Shabbos, whether ohel has to mean only a roof structure, horizontal, or even a vertical. Even a mechitza might be called ohel. That seems to be a machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says that this case has to be talking about a skylight. It has to be on top. Minatzad would not be, there's no iser ohel minatzad. And Bali Tosfos quotes here what he says in Shabbos, that no, in a more flexible definition, you could use it, you could include it. And it won't be ohel in the ohel sense for Hilchos Tumas ohel, but it'll be ohel for Shabbos. Might be a mechitza, might be in the category of ohel, might be what we call a window on the side. But either way, that's option number one. What's the machlokas about using people or not? It's the same machlokas about closing up the window.
Here Rebbe Lazar is machmir.
And here Rebbe Lazar is machmir.
And the case we were citing was Rebbe Lazar is giving him the two.
The case Rebbe Lazar, but that's two amos in a totally different, that's regarding Tchum Shabbos.
So we're trying to figure
it out. Right, there's two issues. I mean, that might be Rebbe Eliezer and not Rebbe Lazar. You could always have that option. But either way, it's two different issues. One is the issue about being outside of Tchum Shabbos, and one is an ohel on Shabbos issue. I don't think he might hold like Rebbe Lazar here, even though Rebbe Lazar might not agree with him there. I don't think it's a problem. So, first option. So the Gemara says that can't be. The Yidmer Allah, we learned about that Mishnah, Amar Abba Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Hakol Modim, She'en Ozen Ol Arai B'Tchila B'Yantif, Fein Tzarech Lomar B'Shabbos. No! If you're making an Ol for the first time, on Shabbos or Yantif, it's for sure Usser. Everybody agrees, creating a new Ol on Shabbos or Yantif is Usser. Lo Nechleku El Allah Hosif. The only Machlokas is to be Mosif, to add on, to create an even temporary structure is an Issa D'Rabbanan. If you already have a structure there to add on to an oil array, that's the machlokas. Sherbo Rabbi Eliezer Omer ain most even beyond the Bezorch Lomar B'Shabbos. Vacham Omer most even B'Shabbos the Bezorch Lomar B'Yantif. Question mark. So the only machlokas there is about being mosif, not creating new. And what are we trying to do in our cases? Make a new wall. So that machlokas cannot be related to our brises or to our story, because they only argue about to be mosif. And again, we discussed this, that length of Masechta Shabbos, about being Mosif. We mentioned the issue of strollers, right? If somebody has a little bit of stroller that's already open, one can add on a rain covering or a netting as long as it's already open at Tefach. If you have some type of awning, right? Anything, as long as anything's open already a little bit, one can add on. One is a cover for the sukkah from the rain. Well, you already have an ohel from the schach. So one can always add that on. That is not a problem. Only creating new would be a problem. So we're back to our question. How do you answer the stira? So try number two. Ella Lokasha, Ha Karebi Meir, Ha Karebi Yehuda. Machlokas or Meir and Rebi Yehuda. Titania, where do you have this? A more local, right? Machlokas, not a general one, in Sukkah. The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, Us Allah Behema Dopen L'Sukkah. Are you allowed to use an animal for a wall? Use my animal for a wall for a Sukkah. And I'm going to tie him down. Let's say he's tied down. So, Rabbi Meir, Posel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So it's a machlokas, whether you could use animals. So, the Gemara is assuming, who are din people? Same machlokas about animals and about people. Rabbi Meir, de Kaposel, Hassam. Rabbi Meir, who says over there, you're not allowed to use an animal. Alma lo machitzahi. So you see from there, he says it's not a significant wall by using an animal. So hachashari, so here he would allow it, the lav midika of it, because you're not doing anything. You see, it's not effective anyway. So the Gemara could have obviously asked, so then what does it help you? So we're going to ask a different question then anyway. Rabbi Yehuda to come machshir hasam, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to use the animal there. Alma machitzahi. So you see, it is a significant machitza. So ach aser, he would say, it's aser to do this. Period. Let's first finish the question, and then we'll comment. V'tizbara, one second. How could you say this is the machlokas here? First of all, Eimer, the Shamaslei, the Rabbi Meir, Behema. Oh, the Mekilemi Shamaslei. Rabbi Meir said you can't use an animal. Who says the same issue would be by people? Or by Kalim, which our Brisa discussed? Why would an animal be worse? Well, what's the issue by an animal? Rashi here says, three words, Behema, Mishum Shema Tivrach. Maybe that animal might run away. Over there in the Gemara, there are a couple of other suggestions. The Gemara there says Shema Tamus. Maybe the animal's going to die. That is going to fall down. And then you're not going to have an allowance. The Gemara says, oh, maybe you're talking about an elephant, the Gemara there says. See, even if it would fall down and die, it would still be ten tvachama. Okay, the Gemara talks about all different suggestions. But the Gemara there has a maskana. Shema Tamus, and then has a third reason there. Any machitza hasuya bidei adam is not bidei shemayim is not a machitza. Right, an animal is made by God; it's not made by people. So the Achronim just discussed. They wonder why Rashi doesn't quote the maskana. Rashi just quotes one of the earlier reasons of Shema Tivrach, but it could be because of this chilik the Gemara makes. The Gemara is being machalik between people and animals. If you quote Shema Tamus, maybe you can say that chash by people also. Or if you say a mechitza ha'asiv de shemayim is no good, that also, why would you be mechalik? So it could be that's why Rashi quotes an earlier answer, because that's the one that fits in with this distinction of the Gemara. So question number one, we're talking about people. That's about animals. Visu, and also Rabbi Meir, Aliba Daman. Also, who does Rabbi Meir hold like regarding the previous machlokas that we just quoted? Ialiba Rabbi Eliezer, if it's like Rabbi Eliezer, the host of Nami Yasser. She's not allowed to be even mimosif with anything. The El Aliba Drabanan, Amadami Rabbanan, the host of the Chachila Miyamur? Question marks. Either way, we're back to the earlier problem. You want to say you could use animals, not use animals, but it's still making an ohel on Shabbos or Yontif. So we're back to the earlier question. So again, how do you answer the stira? So third answer, Ella Havaha Rabbanan. Really, it's within the sheet of the Rabbanan who say that you are allowed to be Mosif onto an Ohel Arai. You're allowed to be Mosif onto an Ohel Arai on Shabbos and Yontif. Aye, what about here? Isn't here talking about something new? No. V'kelim akelim lokasha, habadofan shlishis, habadofan revius. In the sukkah case, in Brisa number one, where the Brisa says it's usur, that's because we're talking about the third wall of the sukkah. So this is the wall that's going to make the sukkah kosher. That's usur on Shabbos and Yontif. But the second Brisa, it's the fourth wall. The fourth wall. You already have a kosher sukkah. You just want more shade. Not for any halachic purpose. And therefore, it is mutter. Right, that's the answer. Habadofan shlishis, habadofan revias, and dekanami. And I'll prove it to you. Diktani, what did it say in the first brisa that it's aser nafal dofna? Its wall fell. Sounds like its significant wall. Shma mina. So you see from there that it must be that part of the original wall. Good. We'll get back to the story in a minute. But first, before we turn over, we actually mentioned this recently in the Hilchas Shabbos Shiurim, and that is this is what we paskim regarding Hilchas Shabbos. Relating to being Mosif al Ha'oel or not. Let's say I'm putting up a wall on Shabbos, putting up a mechitza. When am I allowed to put up a mechitza on Shabbos and when not? Let's say I want to put up a mechitza because I want to, you know, have different groups that have a different, I'm running a Shabbaton and I'm having different groups be there. I'm going to create walls. I'm going to have curtains in the middle. Let's say I want to keep the air conditioning in, so I'm going to put up a curtain. What is allowed? What is not allowed? So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on this, one of the Gemaras that it's based on is this Gemara. In Simin Shin Tezvav, any mechitza, not an ohel, a mechitza, a vertical wall is allowed to be put up on Shabbos as long as, one of two things, as long as, number one, it's not tied down top and bottom. If it's tied down top and bottom, that's a problem. And number two, even if it's only tied down on top, it cannot be halachically significant. If it's halachically significant, that would be a problem. But if it's not, no problem. Aval mechitza, it's not, the Rama says in Shin Tezvav, mechitza hanas l'tznias ba'alma, shari. If you're just putting up a mechitza for privacy, it's not a problem. V'lachein, mutter l'tznos vilon l'fnei ha-pesach. Aval isha kavua sham. I could hang a curtain somewhere, even if it's going to be there for a long time, because that's not called a mechitza. Or putting it up for the shade, putting it up for the cold, right? So anything like that. And the poskim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, even putting a mechitza up between men and women in order to daven. That is not halachically significant. Why? Because men and women really could be put separate. Let's say the men are in front and the women are in the back. So Meikar Di Kedavin without a mechitza, right? If they're separate, you could daven. The women are on a balcony, right? They're separate, you could daven. So Meikar Di, then you don't need that. Again, mechitza is a big issue, and but that is the halacha. That is the halacha, and based on this Gemara, that if it's the fourth wall of a sukkah, there's no problem with putting up a fourth wall of a sukkah on Shabbos or Yontif. The problem is the third wall. Either way, that's the third answer to answer up for the brises, and that's the one that's accepted at this point, right? The third wall versus the fourth wall. So the Gemara says, you answered Kalim. Kalim a Kalim, fine. Third wall or fourth wall. But what about Ela Adam a Adam Kasha? But what about the stira regarding people? What about here regarding people? So the Gemara says, right, why is one case allowed and one case not allowed? Why is this still a question? Look at Rashi. Debish on top. Debish lama mita amita ikala terutse kita ka'amrit. You can answer the Kalim bed question, as you said, to haditani viyaskofas amita bedofan revias ka'amar. Taktani shal tipo chama ala mezvala ochlin, because he uses that lushan in the second brisa. Alma lavlach shure suka asi. You know that second brisa, you're putting up the bed in order just to give shade. Ela Adam, but what does the brisa say by the people? Haktani kadesha yochal v'yishte v'yashen. So you see, even in the second brisa, it says, in order to allow me to eat and drink and sleep. Alma lemefik v'chova suka ukme hasam. So Rashi points out the language of the brisa doesn't allow for this, even if this answer is true. But it works for Kalim, doesn't work for Adam. So the Gemara says, how do you answer the Adam line? Adam Adam nami lokasha, kam ladas, kan shalola das, shlomi das. As we mentioned earlier, you're only allowed to use a person for a mechitza if they don't realize what's going on. If they realize what's going on, it is not a, it is, if they realize what's going on, it's a problem. What's the problem? The person knows what's going on. Rashi's lashon is, first skinny line, ain derech binyan bakach. If a person knows he's being used, that's more derech binyan. Not normal to use people, but at least items that they know they're part of it, so it's called derech binyan. If they have no idea, you know, what they're being used for, that's not called derech binyan. If you look in the Ran says it's an issue in avsha milsa. Avsha milsa means it's a public weekday activity that they're involved in, if they know about it. If they have no idea, then it could be playing a game. It's not a bizayon of Shabbos or Yontif if they don't know what they're doing. The Sfasem is used the lashon of uvdin dechol. Either way, this is kan ladaas, kan shlo ladaas, whether they know that they are being used. And this is what we hold. Let's just finish the line. Vader Rav Nechemya, Brei Rav Chani Loi, ladaas havi. What about in the story? The story of our Nechemya. Right, story of our Nechemya. All of a sudden he got smicha, right, because the story started off, right, Nechemya, Brei Rav Chani Loi, but now they're calling him Reb. Right, so wasn't that ladaas? The answer is, shalom das havi. No, Rav Nachman got them in a way that they didn't realize what was going on. They didn't realize, they just came to, to look at him. They saw he was stuck. What's he doing here? Period. Rav Chizda mi aladas havi. At least Rav Chizda, the one who gathered them, knew about it. Yeah, Rav Chizda lo shalom and aminyan havi. He didn't take part. He was just doing the gathering. But he didn't take part in being part of the mechitza, and therefore, it was not a problem. The Shulchan Aruch, this is about the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. As I read before, in Shin Samach Beis, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, as I just read before, let me just read it. Afilu ba'anashim she'omdim ze eitzel ze, bepachos bishlosha, the people have to be within three of each other, v'afilu k'shem ha'alchim, chashuvim mechitza, u'beinein rishus ha'yachin, v'hu shelo yedu shehuam du sham l'shem mechitza, afilu echad mehem yodeya asur, v'afilu im lo hodiyam she'otze mechitzas ata, im karov hadavar she'yedu. That's also awesome. That's coming from the next one of the Gemara that we didn't do yet. Meaning, you used them a minute ago. So then, there one wouldn't be able to do it. So that is what we pass. And then the Ramah adds on, Ve'ein lasos mechitza shel b'nei Adam, rak b'shas hatzorech u'b'shas hatchak. And anyway, using people, even if they don't know about it, should not be done normally. Good. And then the Gemara finishes off with a couple of stories. Sorry? For Sukkah, he quotes that by Erev. For Sukkah 2, or is the in Yanim Mechitza. For the third wall is a problem anyway. So for the fourth wall, you don't even need the fourth wall. So I would say Mimanav Shach. Manafshach. If you need the third wall, here, I mean, there's a lot of significant also. So, not sure. Hahu b'nei ganana da'ilu b'maya b'machisa shabnei adam. There were these b'nei ganana that were da'ilu maya b'ma. There were people who needed water. They were bringing water b'machisa shabnei adam. There was water and a rishus arabim, and they created a wall of people in order to bring the water. Nagdinu Shmuel. And Shmuel got very upset at them. Like the Shmuel, he whipped them. Im Amar Amru Shalomidas Yomuladas, and he got upset at them that you know you can't. They were using them in a way that they knew about it, and that was a problem. Good. Hahuni Ziki Hanu Ziki Davi Shadin Baristika de Mechuza. There were these Ziki. Rashi says no dose. There were bottles or jugs. There were jugs that were left in the marketplace of Mechuza. Bahadi, and they were Ravas. So Bahadi da Asa Rava mi Pirke. Rava was giving shir, and he had a whole crowd with him that was walking him home. Ailinu Niele. So what did he do? He positioned, as this whole crowd was in front of him, and he positioned himself so that the crowd would surround his jugs that were on the floor. His shamish then picked up the jugs. Wonderful. And he walked that way all the way back to his house. L'shab zachrisi b'ayla linu. And the next Shabbos, he wanted to do the same thing. And Rava said, no, can't do it twice in a row. Sorry. Like what the Shulchan Aruch just said. Because once people were used once, they figure it out, and it's kila das, and it would be usser that second time. Levi a'ilu le'tivna. Levi used to do this with tavin, with straw, ziri as pasta, ziri also with a type of fodder, refsimi barchia, mayi. He used to do this with water. So either way, lamaisa, using Mechiza Shabri Adam, Shalola Das would be mutter. The Ramah says, in the context of Erev, it should not be used except Shasat Chachmachim Sarach. We'll have to look in terms of Sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch. Look in the Poskim there. I'm sure they talk about it in terms of whether it is only Shasat Chach. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, continuing again, various inyanim of Erev Tchum. This parak is about if you somehow ended up outside your Tchum. So the Mishnah earlier spoke about you were forced outside of your Tchum by Goyim, by a Ruach Ra. What happens if you went out, but you went out for an emergency? Misha Yatza Birshus. You went out Birshus. What was the Birshus? Rashi says, Kagon, La'edos Achodesh, you saw the new moon. So you're running to Bezin, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. To go to Bezin to tell him about the new moon. Ola hatsom en agayos en anar, or pikuach nefesh, you're running from an army, or from a river. O chachama habaleleit, or you're a midwife. Whatever it is. You went outside of your tchum, you had permission there, and now you are outside. V'amru lo farnasa maisa. And then they say, either it was done already, or they tell you, know what, we don't, you know, it's done. Or let's say they fulfilled it, whatever it is, now they're stuck outside their tchum. So what's the halacha? Wow. Even though normally we would say you only have Dalat Amos, four Amos, but you went out with Rishus. So therefore we say you're allowed to have 2,000 Amos in every direction. And if you're still within your Tchum, as if you didn't go out. We'll have to see what that means. That's what the Rapashit, the Gemara is going to say. And then the last line, we'll have to see what that means. Anyone who goes out to save could go back. This line is extremely halacha lemaisa, is known as the machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, with others involved, but those are two famous. Kala yotzim lahatzel chosen lemkoman. There is a major machlokas, achronim. The Mishnah tells us here, and the Gemara and Maseches Beitza all discuss, if I'm allowed to go somewhere on Shabbos, am I allowed to come back? What's called Chazara B'Shabbos. HaChazara B'Shabbos is the discussion of the third parak of Shabbos, putting things back onto a heat source. But Chazara B'Shabbos is going back on Shabbos. Let's say a Hatzalah member that took somebody to the hospital. Are they allowed to go back? So if they're the only ambulance in town and there might be another issue, case where they might be needed and they have to go back, of course. But let's say they are not the only ambulance in town, or whatever the case may be, they don't have to go back for pikuach nefesh purposes. Are they allowed to go back? So to have a non-Jew drive back, to have the Jew back, that's fine. This is a Rabbanan, and that's mutter. Why? Because the Gemara says in Beitza, Hitiru sofan mishum tchilasan. If you don't allow them to go back, then they won't go in the first place. If the Hatzalah guy knows that they're going to get stuck there for the rest of Shabbos, they're not going to go. And that's a problem. So Hitiru sofan, we allow them to go back so that they go in the first place. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says that all the examples in the Gemara there in Beitza, and this line, E-R, Durabanans. You're allowed to violate a Durabanan to go back. That's the Mincha Shlomo in Chelek. Where is it? I brought a copy of here. Here, it's in Chelek Beis Simen Ches. He says that this is only by Durabanans. Only Durabanans, not by Daraisas. Vezevade Pashut. And he called, talked to many rice. Become a gamlam komani, which are machzor, and say Yosim mitum shabbos, because you should lachal shabbos, visir Torah, the chulu. And Rav Moshe allows even daraisas. And there are different hatsalas that paskin, different ways. In terms of chazor b'shabbos, are they allowed to drive their own ambulance back? That's the machlokas that poskim. He tiru sofa mishib schilasan. Does that apply even by certain daraisas or not? But this is one of them. This is one of the important makaris related, called Yotzim lahatsil, chosim lam komani. Good. So let's at least just do the next machlokas. My imhaya betocha tchum ki'ilu lo yatsa. What does that middle line of the Mishnah mean? If they're still within their tchum, it's as if they didn't go out. That's obvious. If they're still within their tchum, they're still within their tchum. So machlokas, what that means. Amar Rabba, number one. Hachi ka'amar. Imhaya betoch tchum shelo ki'ilu lo yatsa mitoch beiso dami. It means if he is within his tchum, it's as if he didn't go out of his house. So Gemara says again, Pshita, what's the chiddush? Your house, the tchum, is all the same thing. No, ma'u detzema ho'il va'akar akar. You might have thought, it's a limit. You might have thought that you went out with kavana to go all the way out somewhere. And you ended up not, but you might think that you have 2,000 amos from where you ended up. You know, you have this heter that if you went outside your tchum, you have 2,000 amos from wherever you are. So you might have thought that heter applies even if you were within your tchum. You have 2,000 amos because you had das to go out. Kamash Mulan, no. You only say that when you're outside your tchum, then you would have 2,000 amos around. But if you're still within your tchum, you're still within your tchum. You don't have any larger heter. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. And number two, second day, Rav Simi Bar Chiya Amar, Hachi Ka Amar. This is the chiddush. Im hayu tchumin shenasnu b'lo chachamim muvla'im b'tocha tchum shelo ki'ilu lo yatsa mitchumo. If you went out of your tchum, but that new tchum that the chazal gave you would get you back into your original tchum, so then it's as if you're within your original tchum and you're allowed to go back and not worry about coming back in. And you might say, if the tchum ends, you still can't go further. That's what it means. If you're still betocha tchum, if your new tchum is within your old tchum, so then you can go back. The Shaar HaTzion and the Mishnah Berurah discusses whether you have a chiyuv to go back. Interesting discussion. You might think that, you have to get back. This was the Chachamim gave you an allowance to be able to get back to your original tchum. Or we say no. Once this is your new tchum, you could stay there if you would like. Okay. Either way, this is the machlokas. Let's get back to that as well. By the way, the language of the Mishnah of if kfar nasa maisa, you go out and hear kfar nasa maisa. The Shmir Shabbos says, it's a davar pasha. But let's say you're somebody who went out for an emergency and you went out and you see the person doesn't need you anymore in either direction. You are Mechal Shabbos, or you were Shomer Shabbos. Even if something is not needed anymore, still, if I didn't know about it and I went out to help the person, then it's not called a Chil Shabbos. One wouldn't have to bring a carbon in that way. It would be considered a Shmira Shabbos, Shmira of the person's life. Okay, we'll have to stop here. In the new week here in Meseches Erevin.